is understood to be the second incident of this type in a row, with a failure in June 2016. Grant Shapps department confirmed an anomaly occurred during the exercise last month, but insists the UK's nuclear deterrent is secure. Military analyst Simon Diggins says it's worrying.
Nuclear rhetoric from Russia has been raised, so clearly it was important for us to show that we could respond in the event of such a strategic nuclear attack. And I think that's why this particular failure has been so marked.
Loved ones and patients who are from April be able to get a quick second opinion if they're worried about someone's condition getting worse in hospital. The NHS in England is rolling out Martha's Rule. The Chancellor might not have as much leeway for tax cuts as hoped for. That's despite the UK recording its best ever monthly budget surplus in January. But many economists expected £2 billion more than the £16.7 billion the Office for National Statistics says came in last month. Our business writer Ian King explains why it leaves Jeremy Hunt with less room to promise tax giveaways.
Tax receipts during the month were £111 billion, but it benefit spending, that was up £3.4 billion. So the government had more money going out of the window. The improvement was really down to lower interest payments on the national debt.
Junior doctors across Wales have begun another walkout over pay. It's estimated 3,000 of them are striking for 72 hours as they demand a credible pay offer from the Welsh government. Wales captain Aaron Ramsey looks likely to miss next month's Euro 2024 playoffs because of injury. His boss has confirmed he picked up a tendon issue. And Hugh McIntosh, who played Keith in the British version of The Office, has died at the age of 50. The actor, who also appeared in Miranda and Little Britain, passed away after being treated in a care home. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowland.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, pretty much a rotten day in Brentwood. 12 degrees, gusty winds and light rain. It's going to remain that way for most of the day. And then tomorrow you might get a little bit of rain. And there will be some sunshine Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sunshine. And Sunday. It was good, wasn't it? If Sunday was called sunshine, and we do it sunshine every week. But yeah, the weather's a bit hit and miss at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Coming up, I'm going to be talking to singer-songwriter and producer Carlos Abril, whose track with Amelia Rose, Distance, I've been loving on the show, and I will be playing it at the end of the interview. And independent music, I just absolutely love that song. It's so classy. I heard it and I was like, oh, you know, you get like, oh, it's right up my street, my musical street, shall we say. So coming up to 11:03, let's kick off with something to get rid of this horrible weather. Let's pretend it's summer and you're going out after work. Couple of drinks, friends, afternoon, something to eat, a little bit of a dance. Oh, yeah, it's all coming together. Not today, though. Let's pretend.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Yeah.
Let's talk and love.
Stand in your way.
Won't you listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
you know someone that has a negative vibe? And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. There is no nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. Gonna push together. Gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Don't you let nothing change. Stand in your way. I want you to listen. Every word I say, every word I say. The moon, the groove.
Like a Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club. Warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students. And unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 02268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging System and the mortgage specialists. We offer whole of market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 22293 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I've got myself a nice fresh coffee. I love fresh coffee. And I'm using that coffee from the kitchen. I don't know bullshit, but it's actually really nice. It's strong. It's dark. It's called dark chocolate coffee or something. It tastes a bit like chocolate. I don't think it is. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Dark chocolate coffee. I'm fancying some maybe salted chocolate, actually. Yeah, the last of the donuts went yesterday. That was a bit of a mistake having those. But I did love them. It's terrible. The last 2 days, I felt really hungry. Before that, as I said, because I wasn't well with COVID. I think I've told you that 1,000 times. I just had no appetite and wasn't really eating. And then I saw my appetite sort of coming back on Sunday. And then I was just really hungry on Monday and Tuesday. I was like, I couldn't get enough down my gullet. Not eating really dinner, just eating a massive, massive lunch. And then a few little snacklets. But not really eating anything past 6 o'clock. A bit like a gremlin, don't feed me after 6. But yeah, I don't know, it's just, isn't it weird? It might be something to do with the weather as well, because it's so overcast and dull. It makes you want things a little bit stodge. I did have, you know, I said I don't like bread. Well, I had two tiny slices of bread this morning with peanut butter, which was taking a bit of a risk, so sometimes I get tingles when I, not in a good way, tingles sometimes when I have peanut butter, but that was fine this morning. And, yeah, I just fancy something, I don't know, and I haven't got any eggs. I need to go and buy some eggs. Because they always make a good breakfast. But yeah, I'm just a bit, at the moment with food, I'm just a bit, I just don't know what I fancy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just don't know. I look at stuff and I think, no, I'm not really into you, is what I say to myself. I talk to myself a lot, obviously. Now, Wachie Marley, who is the grandson of Bob Marley, has got this track out called A Praise Jar in the Moonlight, and I love it. Here it is.
They say the sun. But I hear some people get that passion. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Told you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you are. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, it's alright. I'm gone too long. I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I can run this road to where it's long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads and flames are catching a fire. Told you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their phone. No, 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 no. Freedom is the call. No, 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 no. Come and get me cold. Tell them not to sell it. It's worth more than gold. Laziness won't catch them in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate the blackness. Never put up in a fight with the other. Trying to control you so they take a gun.
Loving that track. YG Marley, that's Praise God. In the Moonlight, just many on feet with them. I'll be talking to producer, singer-songwriter Carla Sabril in the next 10 minutes. Here's James Arthur. This is Bitter Sweet Love.
the body's got me feeling under pressure. On the bed. Tell me lies, it don't matter when I'm counting in the flesh. It feels electric, man. Oh, deep as yes, I feel the pain. No, please, don't play those games. Don't play with me. Just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. Give me just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet. And I could eulogize about the way you look in the red light. You're a killer, it is a thriller, babe. Tell me why do you feel the need to run me through the ringer when I'm hook, line, and sinker, babe? So deep, it's in my veins, I feel the pain. No, please, don't play those games, don't play with me.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you. There was a little bit of an issue around Brook Street roundabout, but I think, let's have a look before I say too much. Yeah, not too bad. Coming off on the 1023 down to Brook Street roundabout, a little bit busy, and coming off from the A12 as well, but it's a lot better than it was earlier. There might be some little bit of flooding around some of the roads right round Ongar and the back roads as well, so just be aware because so much rain has fallen. In Grave on the A128, temporary traffic signals due to telecoms work, that's by the church. And on the A1023, that looks like it's running fine at the moment. Look, can't see any major problems there. You do have the temporary traffic signals, London Road both ways at Spittle Lane. A12 is running smoothly. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Room, making your celebration bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just or Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjustpeople.com. Just take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, the best sandwiches and system in Essex. With regular special events and guest parties, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's Top DJ Brian Lincoln. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Stylus and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is
now, in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to be speaking to Carlos Abril about his songwriting, about his producing and everything else, and also about his track Distance with Anelia Rose, which is beautiful. And you know, I love that song. In the meantime, get there, let's have a little bit of Jennifer Lopez. This is a brand new track, and it's called Can't Get Enough. And this is the clean version. Vocals of Vardé there singing my jingle, bless them. Now I'm joined on Zoom by singer-songwriter and producer Carlos Abril, whose track with Amelia Rose Distance is playing out on the show loads since I first heard it on TikTok. It was the hook that I heard and I was like, who is this and what is this song, because it's fantastic. And I've been trying to get to have a chat with him for quite a while, and I was off with blasted COVID bravers, but I finally am managing to talk to you. So good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Whereabouts in the world are you? Based in the UK or are you over in the USA?
No. I'm actually in Spain. I'm based in Spain.
Ah, right.
I live in Spain.
Wow. This is the thing about TikTok, you see, because when I kind of first noticed you and sort of thought really your music, I wasn't mm-hmm. sure. Sometimes you just don't think of where people are, but everybody sort of mm-hmm. collaborates, because I know Amelia, she's based over in the UK, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we are going to talk about that track, because we're going to play it at the end. It's a beautiful track. I've been playing it out all the time. But what were your earliest musical influences, Carlos?
I think probably my earliest influences were, I'd say, John Mayer, probably. My brother used to listen to him a lot, and I discovered it through him, and I just loved his playing, and all his songs, his previous albums, and other influences as well, more on the Spanish realm. Jorge Drexler, my parents always listened to him, so we would always listen to him in the car. You know, this singer-songwriter, the classical guitar super well, and he's just awesome at writing music and lyrics. And yeah, I would say mainly John Mayer, yeah.
And when did you pick up the guitar?
I started playing, I think, 7. I got my first guitar then, and then, yeah, just kept playing on my own, trying to learn things on my own. And yeah, here we are, still trying to learn more.
And is there anybody else musical in the family, or is it just you?
My brother, the one that I was talking about like before, he actually played the guitar before me.
Oh.
And my cousin also played the guitar. My cousin is actually left-handed like me, but, you know, that's irrelevant. Both of them play the guitar. And when I was a kid, you know, we would always kind of meet together in my grandma's house, my grandpa's house. And my brother and my cousin played, and I loved it. I just wanted to play as well. And because I was left-handed, I happened to sometimes pick up my cousin's guitar. And I loved it. So I wanted to do that too.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
First song I ever wrote, yeah. Yeah, well, the first song I ever wrote was actually in Spanish. It's not like... I removed it from all the sites a long time ago. I released it in 2020, I think.
Yeah.
And it was called Latidos. It means heartbeats.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I... It's...
And then you went, no, I don't want that one anymore. Was it a different kind of style for you? Was it a different sort of, you know, because I know you can mix genres now. A lot of music, independent musicians do that, but some people still like to stick to this is my genre and I want to go outside of it.
Yeah, I the thing is, from the beginning, I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be in that soul kind of place. But from the very beginning, when I started seriously, you know, taking this seriously, I think it was just hard to really envision what I wanted to do. And the song was okay. It was kind of like pop, soul, but more pop, kind of very inspired by John Mayer, all his records like Bad Studies. And it was just very nice, just not what I really wanted. And that happened with the first like 2 or 3 songs. Even the first 2 songs I actually have on Spotify right now, I still feel like they don't really belong here, so I'll see about that. But it took some time shaping what I wanted to do, and slowly I feel like, you know, I'm doing things. I don't want to just stick to one thing, but for now, yeah, it's where I'm at.
So when you start the songwriting process, do you get a beat going, you get the guitar, do you get the lyrics, melody, or is it different every time you write something?
Well, usually it's a drum beat. I like percussive things. I always try and make beats with my mouth and record them on the phone when I'm not like working. And it's always with a beat, you know. I always just lay out drums. I always like the feel of them. I have an idea of, you know, the type of vibe that I'm going with. And then after that, I usually make melody. And if I'm feeling it and I think the song has, or the idea has potential, and I kind of start writing over it. I don't recall a time where I've written lyrics before. And sometimes I've written lyrics that I'm like, oh, I have an idea, I haven't put it, and I haven't worked on it on the laptop. And then I work on it, and the lyrics were kind of written, so I just try to find a way to fit them in. But usually it's the melody and the rhythm, usually.
I ask this of every musician. So do you ever feel like a song is gifted to you from the universe? Sometimes a song comes through, seems to come through you onto the page really quickly, and you think, where does it come from? Does that ever happen to you or not?
Yeah, I have. There's, you know, many times where there's this song that I'm stuck with, and maybe the chorus is not really said, and I just don't feel very inspired, and anything that comes to me just doesn't really inspire me to keep going. But there's other times, like, for example, one of my previous singles, Dancing in My Room, that I did, and featuring Kalena, that came super fast, actually. Like, I was just writing down the melody on top of the drums, and I think I wrote the lyrics in like 1 or 2 days. And it's one of those songs that I felt like quite smooth. Like, I didn't really have any blockage or anything. It was really smooth, you know, the whole like working process on it. And yeah, sometimes I do get those. Sometimes it's obviously tougher, and sometimes it's, you know, easier.
You have to write them out of your system, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, the track Distance, I absolutely love this track. It's with Olivia Rose. So, and yes. I heard it first off on, I was TikTok, it gives you stuff if you listen to, like, I like my neo soul, and mm-hmm. I, you know, and your kind of, that little clip of the chorus just popped up, and I went, ooh, what's that? And then and that's when I kind of went, and that hooked me in to listen to the rest of it. And then I think I got in contact with you a couple of months ago. I said, oh, could I, mm-hmm. but, you know, sounded it was like some sort of, can I have your track? But how did you two, because she's over in the UK, she's a singer-songwriter producer as well as yourself. Mm-hmm. So how did you get together with this collaboration to get the song?
So we already had worked together on a previous track. Like I worked with this guy called Nick, who's a producer as well. And then we both were like, let's, you know, Amelia should jump on to like sing, and she did that. So we already had our first encounter a year ago. I mean, we knew each other like way back, but the first song we did really with her, including her in the song, was a few months ago, like a year ago. And then in the meantime, Amelia and I were kind of talking to do some sort of project together. That we could do 2, 3, 4 songs, and we were just thinking about it. And then we first worked on Stars, which is the first track that we dropped together. And then we decided we would do another track. So it was more like Stars was more my production, like I did most of that. And then on Distance, it was more of her vision, you know. So on Distance, she laid all the drums, like all the percussion. I remember we were on a call, and she kind of just laid it. She's insane as well, and then I laid the melodies, and then we rearranged. Mainly, she rearranged my melodies, so I would just, you know, be like, oh, I'll play this part. Oh, this could be good in the verse, and then she's like, yeah, it could be good. Let's try like instead of the verse, I make that the outro, and I'm like, oh, I didn't think of that, and she just drops them, and it fits. So she really helped, you know, orchestrate the structure. And, yeah, it was more of her direction in that sense.
Yeah, it's a really interesting song because there are changes through it, and there's light and shade. It's got a lot of light and shade. The more you listen to it, the more you pick out these bits. And I really like the towards the end when you've got I think it's I'm Waiting For You, where it sort of does a breakdown, but your vocals both are just so beautiful together. And you find sometimes, a lot of the times with a lot of music, people over sing. And it's one of the things that it's great if you can oversing, but sometimes it just mucks up a track because you've just got this really loud vocal doing all these things all over the place. And this is just so, it's just such a pure vocal, and the blend of you two together, it just works so well.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like it's also style, mainly my style, but I obviously her style as well. I think we both really get along in that sense, that we like singing and just letting the track breathe. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that we've always inherently do. We always inherently do that, I feel like, at least I do. And it's just nice to leave some space, you know, to fill the gaps with some other stuff or just let it breathe in general. Yeah.
It's for independent musician, what is it like for you? Because you said earlier that you actually work. So do you work in music, or you do something completely outside of music?
Well, no, right now when I mean work, I mean like doing music. Mm. I still obviously like, it's still like not fully independent. I live in my parents' house. I live with my siblings. My parents live abroad. And I'm just lucky to be able to do this because my parents, you know, really believe in me, and I can do this right now. Mm. So it's not full time yet. You know, I still have a long way to try and make full time, but that's why I'm working as hard as I can every day.
Yeah.
With new music, just to put it out and reach out more people.
And also it's great because you're not only, some people can write a song but they can't play an instrument and they can't produce, but you do the whole lot. So it's your whole, you can do a whole production where you are. So that's really, you know, you're your boss. But then the things I try to explain to people, when you've got an independent musician, this is why it's important to listen on Spotify. If you like a track, you can download it on things like Bandcamp and pay for a song. And it's because it's hard, isn't it, because you've got to make something back. Even with Spotify, even if you get 100,000 listens on Spotify, it doesn't come back as being thousands of pounds.
No, ideally it would. I mean, if that was the case, then it would be great, but obviously, but yeah, the return is minimal. And usually you put out something and then some people are like, oh, like, what's next? And it's like, it just takes time, you know, and also creativity, like you have to factor in things. And it's just a bit overwhelming at times where you drop something and you drop two songs that you've been working on for like 3 months, maybe for a long time. And then people digest it really quickly. And they're like, oh, you know, like, when are you dropping more stuff? And it's like, I'm going to drop more stuff. But it's a bit too much. Like, I can't go that fast. If I go too fast, then I won't make what I like, you know. Mm.
And it's the idea of to keep, because now some people still release albums, but a lot of people release EPs, but a lot of artists are just releasing, you know, every month or every 2 or 3 months, they're just putting out a track. And is that what you're planning on just continuing to do?
Well, yeah, that's a bit of a tricky thing, because I feel like the only reason why anyone would drop an album is if they're obviously relatively known already. Or if they have some sort of contract with a label, an independent like label that can help them, you know, push the album. I don't just want to drop singles. I mean, I do obviously know that where if I don't have any label, that's probably the best way to do it, drop singles every like month or some or so. But ideally, I'm working on my next project now, and it's an EP. And I would like to have some sort of support, because I feel like I would do well if I did it on my own. But this time, I definitely want to take it a step up and try and see if there's any independent label that could help push the album and drop maybe like 3 or 4 songs as singles, and then the other X number of songs left along with the rest of the EP later, you know?
Yeah. Have you got Wyatt Hunter following you as well? Because I saw him on TikTok. He's excellent. I think he does, actually, yeah. You've got quite a few people that I know from music that follow your stuff too. I think it's on the same sort of lines of music. I think that's his name. I probably got his name wrong. I'm terrible, Carlos, with pronouncing
names. I haven't really heard of it. You can just,
oh, yeah, I'll send you the link afterwards. He's really, really good. So you've got the EP coming out. If people want to find out more about you and also get a, you know, download Distance, it'll be on, you're on Spotify and you're on Apple Music. And you've got Bandcamp or other places, or your own website?
Yeah, I got Bandcamp, actually. So if you just search my name on Bandcamp, you should find me.
Yeah, do that, because you can, I think normally the price of a track starts at 99 pence UK, but you can pay more. And it just helps. It's weird, isn't it? Because people are buying a cup of coffee every day that costs like, you know, 3-4 euros, and then a song, but they wouldn't think about possibly buying it. And we need to be able to change people's minds. So music will be just for people that are rich and can afford to do it. Yeah. So it's important that people, if you like, and also it's free to like music on Facebook and Instagram and like a post, and it all helps to get you noticed and the track noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing with like applications and all that. My brothers actually make games. They have a company. They make games, applications in general. And they also struggle with that. It's like people won't pay for apps, you know, but they will buy something in the morning. They will buy some stuff, you know, and then they don't pay for an app, which has been taken care of and made carefully by some people, you know. So it's the same with music. It just feels like it's going to be tough to make people realize that, you know, what they're listening to has taken a lot of time to do and to get done. And, but yeah, hopefully that can shift over time and more people can contribute that way. I feel like that would be very helpful.
So make us all jealous. The weather over here is absolutely pouring down with rain and it's cold. What's the weather like over there?
Right now it's kind of cloudy. There's like a bit of sun.
Yeah.
But it's a bit cloudy. But these days have been great. So, yeah.
Lucky you, I'm just looking out the window, the rain and the rotten weather we always have over here. It's wonderful to finally talk to you. Hopefully next time when you've got your next track out, please send it in, and maybe we can hook up with yourself and Amelia next time as well.
But hopefully.
It'll be wonderful. Thank you. You're such a talented guy. There's so much amazing.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. There's so much amazing independent music. And if you like this track, go and have a look at Carlos Abril. You will find him, and all the details will be up on the website later. So do you want to introduce the track?
Yeah, Distance. So my name is Carlos Abril, and here's my new track called Distance that I made with Emily Rose.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Thanks very much, lovely. Bye-bye.
Me tonight, 'cause I called you mine. I know every time. Cause I caught you tonight. I know every night. I've been on this night with you. Don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my own for so long. This time I want us on the table. Yeah, you won't get me in a state of mind. I've been around in the noise. Close, just can't stay away. Dance for the crowd, just to find you.
You know I love that, don't you? Been playing that out since, I think since Carlos actually sent the track over to me. And I just heard that very little snippet of the chorus and fell in love with it and just went, oh, and it's one of those songs that I'm so lucky to get so much independent music and I get a lot of songs where I just go, oh my God. And they don't go into the mainstream. You've got your niche market and that's fine. But I absolutely love that song. I don't know how you say it, soul, neo-soul, but I just think it's beautiful. That's Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose with Distance. And if you want to find out more, all the details will be up on the website a little bit later. Oh, wow, I feel all relaxed and tingly now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, I must stop saying the word it doesn't sound right. Right, now there is a comedy night, Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge, Bluntsville Road, Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Hadron. Hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m. and tickets are £15. There's plenty more events, so go and have a look at the website, www.phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandon Galleries. Visit us at 1 Fold Road, Brentwood, or call call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, plenty more coming up today. Billericay, Operatic Society, Jane Granby is going to be chatting to Bob Simpson, talking about the production of Our House, the musical. That's coming up with Bob. And then you've got Joe Bailey and Keith Woodcock will be talking about the work of Brentwood Access Group with Joe. Then the George Handel Hour at 6pm, an hour of eclectic music presented by George. The Orient Hour, the roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. Curveballs, punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, folk and world, all driven with passion by Nick Field. And then Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu presenting 2 hours of old school reggae. And if that is not a massive, incredible lineup, I don't know where else you're going to hear anything like that on local community radio station. We've got superb presenters and superb shows. We're better than the BBC, you know. We are. We are. You know it. You know it. And so do they.
Walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place. That night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into you. Can't even call.
or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, 'cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts are missing, heads are blazing, nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone and it's over said and done. It's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival. The only place that will hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the main stars and faces of the local African scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Some great shows coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM, and I'll be playing Xylophone Yacht Zombies. What a great name for a band. They're coming up, and also I've got another track to play out, I think. Yes, I have. Let me have a little look for it. It's disappeared off my list. It is here somewhere. I will find it. Why can't I see anything properly? Why do I do this every time? No idea, but I do. I forgive myself.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.